welcome to my podcast, Voiceover Matters. Of course, we're looking at the report that was released on the 21st of October. I've been going through it verbatim. We're now looking at the schedules to the proposed Amendment Act 2020. Of course, schedules themselves are just part of the act, and they spell out in more detail how this act can be put into practice. So where we left off and moving on. Next recommendation here. Citizens' rights and responsibilities to be incorporated into the cultural, religious and communal process of initiation and religious and cultural education. Priority for this reads as high. It's a national responsibility. Implementation mechanisms include 2 points. Firstly, countrywide civic and citizen rights and responsibilities education forums in conjunction with NGOs that promote citizens' rights and responsibilities. Civil society and faith-based organizations should be identified from the ward level in rural areas, make use of chiefs, barazas, and existing wise council elders. Second point is to promote alternative rites of passage and existing rites of passage practices that are not contradictory to the constitution or any other written law. Number two, responsibility of elders to utilize public services. The recommendation here is that the ministerial code should include ministers making use of public services such as public schools, public health centers, etc. Priority for this reads as high. Responsibility is national and county. Implementation mechanisms include an executive order to develop a ministerial code that requires ministers to make use of public institutions, enforce the ministerial code, cancel all existing medical cover for public servants and renew afresh with the NHIF providing 100% cover when seeking services in hospitals from the most senior officers to the lower cadre. Enhance the features of the NHIF as the sole medical cover in Kenya when accessing healthcare. Next recommendation under responsibilities of leaders to utilize public service is that these principles should be reflected in the counties with the county executive. The priority for this is high. This falls under county responsibility. And in terms of implementation mechanisms, it says develop a code similar to the ministerial code above, tailor-made for county executives, roll out as above. Number three, form an inter-ministerial task force. Develop a generic and simple parenting curriculum. And the priority for this is high. The responsibility is national. KICD in conjunction with other relevant government departments and ministries to develop the curriculum. Next recommendation under forming an inter-ministerial task force is that the curriculum should be made available to religious and cultural institutions, health centres and to chiefs and their assistants to ensure widest possible circulation. Priority again for this is high, responsibility is national. Implementation mechanisms include 2 points. Firstly, sensitise the public and roll out the parenting curriculum from the ward level. And next, produce pamphlets and posters to be available in religious and cultural institutions, health centers, and through chiefs and village elders. Use such existing institutions to educate the masses and for accountability. Number four, entrench ethics awareness, training, and accountability in the workplace. And the recommendations are as follows. Firstly, development of an ethics and integrity strategy by each of the public institutions, including training and ways to report infractions. Priority for this reads as high. The responsibility is national. Implementation mechanisms include 2 points. Firstly, National Cohesion and Integration Commission, NCIC, to be tasked with the development and dissemination of the ethics and integrity strategy. Secondly, as a recommendation with regards to entrenching ethics awareness, training and accountability in the workplace is that ethics and integrity strategy to be made part of evaluating departments and managers at the workplace. The priority for this reads as high, and this is both a national and county responsibility. In terms of the implementation mechanisms, there's quite a list here. I'll read it out. Put in place transparent processes for performance review, reward and recognition schemes consisting of the following parameters. Firstly, reporting mechanisms, including scrupulous submissions and publication in a manner readily available to the public of the reports required by Section 83 of the Public Finance Management Act. Next, potential misconduct and how to investigate, counter or mete out punishment. Following that, it says implementation of relevant laws to ensure accountability. Next, implementation mechanism is that reviews should not just capture what the deliverables, but also how due process, i.e. ethics and integrity. Also, it says here, develop a performance and compliance checklist consisting of goals and standards that are 1, specific and tailored for the Kenyan county and departmental needs, 2, measurable and quantifiable, 3, achievable within the parameters and budgets and training skill set, 4, realistic, 5, time-bound and subject to systematic review. Also, under implementation mechanisms, it says here that there needs to be introduced an induction training for the civil service. Also, it says conduct training for public servants, especially those in leadership positions, on issues such as strategic national interests, hate speech. Such training to be conducted by relevant professional societies, as in the case of medics, or even by the Kenya School of Government. Similarly, training to be conducted for county employees. Growing by being of service. First recommendation on that. All Kenyans should voluntarily give 6 months of their lives between ages 18 and 26 to national service. This is listed as a high priority and the responsibility is national. In terms of implementation mechanisms, there's 2 points here. The National Volunteer Network, NVN, should be mandated to run this program. Secondly, priority in public and private employment to be given to those who undertook and completed such programs. Next, certification by National Volunteer Network. Priority is high and the responsibility is national. Implementation mechanism reads as follows. The National Volunteer Network should be mandated to run this program. Secondly, National Volunteer Network certificates issued to be recognized. Incentivize volunteering stints as part of applying for public service. That's the next recommendation. The priority is listed as high, the responsibility is national. In terms of implementation mechanisms, there's 2 points. Firstly, besides the current requirements, include the National Volunteering Network volunteer certification to the list of requirements in the fulfillment of the requirements of the Chapter 6 of the Constitution in relation to job application. Secondly, procurement opportunities through access to government procurement opportunities to require volunteer certification for youth-led organizations applying for tenders as part of fulfilling the requirements. This is now thematic area 3 of the BBI, so ethnic antagonism and competition. So, BBI recommendations. So firstly, build and strengthen the ties that bind us. First recommendation, school curriculums should feature compulsory components on history, cultural diversity, knowledge of the major religions, including traditional ones, and the relationship between the constitution and our cultures and religions. This is listed as a high priority and the responsibility is listed as that of both national and county government. The implementation strategy here, there's 2 points. Firstly, the Ministry of Education, KICD, ECD, and the Teachers Service Commission, TSC, in consultation with stakeholders such as parents and teachers associations and the Private Schools Alliance, churches and other stakeholders in the education sector, should revise the school curriculums to include compulsory material on cultural diversity. Capacity build teachers to reorient them into this new program. Next. Ensure that secondary boarding schools that are publicly funded have representation from different counties amounting to at least 50% of the student body. Priority for this is high. This is a national responsibility. Implementation strategy reads as follows. The Ministry of Education to develop a policy to guide on this requirement. And secondly, this recommendation should also apply to teachers. The next recommendation under ethnic antagonism and competition and the subheading build and strengthen the ties that bind us is that we need to align our National Museums of Kenya to this mission. The priority is listed as high, the responsibility is national, and the implementation strategy reads as follows. The Ministry of Culture to develop a policy and propose amendments to the National Museums Act to align the NMK to this new role. County government departments in charge of culture to collaborate with NMK to mainstream culture, Treasury to allocate more funds to support this new role, the Ministry of Culture to develop a monitoring and evaluation mechanism to continuously gauge progress in mainstreaming culture and cultural diversity across the country. Next is to promote inclusive cultural centers in every county. Priority for this reads as high, This is a county responsibility under implementation strategy. It says here, Parliament to allocate funds through the National Treasury in conjunction with the Commission on Revenue Allocation, CRA, for improvement of existing centres and development of centres in every county. Next recommendation, make resource distribution fair and felt to be fair. This is high as a priority, and this is both a national and county responsibility. Under the implementation strategy, there's 2 points. Firstly, Treasury, in conjunction with Parliament, the Commission for Revenue Allocation, can now, and other stakeholders, to reassess the formula for resource distribution and adjust the formula for resource allocation appropriately. Secondly, National Treasury and County Treasuries to ensure fairness in all processes of budgeting for and implementation of government programs and project resources, distribution and enforcement of laws. The next recommendation is that the President, as a symbol of national unity, should benefit from the private advice of eminent, experienced and honourable citizens serving in a council of advisors on a non-salaried basis. The priority for this reads as high. The responsibility falls under national. The implementation strategies include 2 points. Firstly, the President to retain individuals who have served with distinction in their various professions as a council of advisors from all the 47 counties and from every ethnic community. They will advise the President on priority areas for their communities and the level of penetration of government programs and the best alternatives to address marginalization that leads to ethnic antagonism. Secondly, the Office of the President, the OP, to develop a policy and administrative framework for the selection, retention, and operation of such a council of advisors. The next recommendation here is integrate more deeply with our neighboring countries and in particular to achieve the political federation that is the ultimate objective of the East African Community Treaty, which is already part of our laws and government. The priority for this is high, the responsibility is national, and under the implementation strategies, there's 2 points. Firstly, the Office of the President, Ministry of East African Community Affairs and Regional Development and Ministry of Foreign Affairs to identify and remove all administrative barriers that slow down integration. They will implement all laws and processes that promote, deepen, and widen integration. Next, on the implementation strategy, it says steps to be taken to align our laws and processes to the other East African member states. The next recommendation by the BBI, implement development and incorporation of components on history of the peoples of Kenya and the walk towards the Kenyan modern state in the new CBC for school children. The priority for this is high, and it doesn't say who the responsibility falls upon. In terms of implementation strategy, there's 2 points here. Ministry of Education and KICD in consultation with stakeholders in the education sector to revise the curriculum to include the history of all the ethnic communities in Kenya. Also says here that Treasury to budget and Parliament to allocate funds for the implementation of the program. The next recommendation under the BBI is to enhance agencies responsible for cohesion and integration to conduct civic awareness for the public to understand and appreciate ethnic diversity and dissuade them from the use of ethnic background as a foundation for political or social mobilization. The priority for this is listed as high. There is no mention of who this falls under in terms of responsibility. Implementation strategy. Firstly, NCIC, NMK and political parties to be revamped to enhance cohesion. Secondly, Treasury to budget and Parliament to allocate more funds to NCIC, NMK and political parties to ensure that they can conduct civic education and run programs that promote national cohesion and integration. And lastly, as an implementation strategy for this particular recommendation, NCIC to ensure total enforcement and compliance with the NCIC Act. Right. Next, conduct training for national and county public service on the principles of ethnic inclusion. Priority is high, no mention as to whom the responsibility falls under. Implementation strategy reads as follows. National government ministry departments, public service commissions, county public service boards, parastatals and agencies in conjunction with the Kenya School of Government, NCIC, and other capacity building institutions to train public service on national cohesion. ensure all existing laws and administrative structures that support ethnic inclusion are fully adhered to and implemented. That's the next recommendation. Priority is listed as high. Again, no indication as to whom this responsibility falls under. With regards to the implementation strategy, there's 4 points here. Firstly, establish population quotas for employment in the public sector and institute measures to strictly enforce them. Secondly, the creation of an agency that is solely responsible for the monitoring and reporting of ethnic composition and representation in the public sector employment. Number three, the Public Service Commission, constitutional commissions, independent institutions under the Constitution, and all the arms of government, national government departments, agencies and county government executive, departments and agencies to ensure total compliance with the administrative structures that support ethnic inclusion and respect for ethnic diversity. Number four, full implementation of existing laws and policies on issues of ethnic composition and representation in the public service. Next recommendation. Institutionalization of national political parties. First recommendation for this is to strengthen the Office of the Registrar of Political Parties in monitoring the implementation of the Political Parties Code of Conduct and sanctioning where necessary. Priority for this is high. The responsibility is national. Implementation strategy for this. Capacity building of the staff at the ORPP to continuously monitor political parties and implement their duties. Secondly, there should be clear working guidelines to transform the orientation and understanding of the ORPP. And thirdly, the office should be promptly and well funded. The next recommendation under the institutionalization of national political parties is that they should implement Political Parties Act and regulations to the letter. The priority for this reads as high. The recommendations for implementing in terms of strategy, the ORPP, Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, i.e. the IEBC, and the courts should fully implement the Political Parties Act. The next recommendation under institutionalization of national political parties is to implement the Elections Act and regulations to the letter. The priority for this reads as high. And the implementation strategy states as follows. The ORP, IEBC and or courts should implement the Elections Act together with its pertinent regulations. Number four, in terms of thematic areas and recommendations, is divisive elections. So firstly, under the BPI recommendations, is representation in the electoral system. First recommendation, devolve political parties to have strong county-based party branches. These will allow the people to have the political forums and avenues to hold their elected leaders accountable throughout a term and not just during elections. The priority for this is listed as high. The responsibility is national. Under the implementation strategies, there's a number of points. Firstly, the political parties dispute tribunal should be sufficiently funded to carry out its functions. Next, adequate and timely funding for political parties to effectively streamline their management and administrative requirements. Next, capacity building for political parties to improve their management and administrative issues. Next, it reads here that funding criteria threshold for parties should be clearly specified, e.g. how many slots should each party fill to qualify for certain levels of funding. Also says that party discipline criteria should be established. And finally, as an implementation strategy, political parties should be better regulated and enhanced to help them move forward professionally and properly. Next, as a recommendation to counter divisive elections, is changes to the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission. And the first recommendation there is that the task force recommends that we go to the next election with a clean slate to strengthen faith in the IEBC. The priority for this reads as high. The responsibility is national. Under the implementation strategies, there's 2 points. First of all, nomination of new commissioners to be carried out. And secondly, new members of the commission to have proper induction in their new roles and responsibilities regarding election management in general. They are to be given a thorough grounding in matters of corporate governance as it relates to the IEBC and the relationship between the commission and the secretariat in particular. This includes independence from external influence or interference. The next recommendation to ensure that there's changes in the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission is that all IEBC staff should be employed on a 3-year contract, renewable only once and only if their performance is good. The priority for this reads as high and the responsibility is national. IEBC to put structures in place, incentives to encourage voluntary exit, avail resource to implement package. The third recommendation on making changes to the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission is that returning officers should be hired through a similar process to the one used for commissioners with the involvement of public participation. This is listed as a high priority, the responsibility is national, and the implementation strategy reads as follows. Ensure transparency, inclusivity, and professionalism in the process. Secondly, a select panel to vet the applicants. And thirdly, ensure any measure adopted has the support of the majority.